This is Radio Energy News.
I'm Saskia Williams with your 1 o'clock EN4 news update. Our top story today is, of course, the snow, which has caused widespread disruption across most of Scotland. Our reporter Kirsty Ann Wilson is out on the cold with more.
I'm standing here at Edinburgh Waverley Station as the storm battering the UK wreaks havoc on Scotland's commuters. Several trains have been delayed as over the past hour the weather warning has been upgraded from amber to red for Lothian, Fife and Forth Valley.
The Met Office have called the weather conditions a risk to life. Scotland's Transport Minister Hamza Youssef wants people to take notice of the alert.
It's the first time we've ever had a red weather warning for snow in Scotland, so it just re-emphasises that message that people should ask themselves the question, is their journey absolutely and utterly essential? If not, do not travel.
The EU says there should be a common regulatory area for Northern Ireland and the Republic if there is a no-deal Brexit. Its chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, has just been speaking in Brussels.
This is the backstop solution that we have to put in the withdrawal agreement. It is the only way to guarantee that our joint commitments will be upheld in all circumstances as the joint report requires.
A draft of the legal agreement the EU wants with the UK after cutting ties has just been published. Mr. Barnier says the next round of talks will take place next week. Considerable improvements to the accessibility and flexibility of free childcare are needed. That's according to the Scottish Conservatives. The party will use its debating time at Holyrood today to raise issues surrounding the current provision and ministers' plans to almost double it by 2020. It follows the publication of a report by the public spending watchdog warning of significant risks to the Scottish Government's policy. A Dundee factory worker who was sacked after being signed off with stress following a triple tragedy has been awarded almost £30,000 compensation. A tribunal says Stan Reid's dismissal by Michelin was unfair. The 18-year-old son of a friend of Mr. Reid died after falling from Chris at Arbroath. Two other friends were killed at the wake for the teenager. He was signed off for a week, but bosses at the tyre factory saw a Facebook photo of Mr. Reid at a gin festival, causing him to lose his job. A former soldier has been found guilty of murdering an 83-year-old dog walker who suffered 45 knife wounds. Alexander Palmer, who is 24 years old, attacked Mr. Wrighton from behind with a knife before dragging his body under brambles in woodland in Norfolk in August 2017. Palmer of Cringleford will be sentenced on Thursday so Mr. Wrighton's widow can attend. Figures of First World War soldiers have taken up position on Tynecastle's pitch as part of a nationwide fundraiser art installation called There But Not There to commemorate 100 years since the end of the Great War later this year. Heart of Midlothian Football Club hope to raise in excess of £15 million for armed forces and mental health charities as they have a profound history with the First World War. 30 club professionals were involved with the war, which took the lives of 7 players. Rowley Gregg, who heads up the charity, spoke to EN4 News on the fundraiser.
We need the whole nation to get behind this, because if we are able to make £15 million plus for mental health and military charities, you know, just think what that can do for those people that are suffering.
Meghan Markle's carried out her first official engagement alongside her future in-laws. She's joined Prince Harry and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge on stage as the couples discuss their charitable ambitions. Meghan will become the fourth patron of the Royal Foundation when she marries Harry in May. Prince William says he's like to tackle male mental health, claiming there's huge stigma and taboo around it.
Suicide, for instance, among young men is still one of the biggest killers in the country. Some of the statistics that came out from Heads Together was that we managed to create 800,000 new conversations amongst men on mental health, which we thought was really good. The other interesting fact as well was that only 2% of people at work go to HR to talk about mental health. 2%.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
And over to Ryan Maher with the sports news.
Thanks, Saskia. In the last hour, it has been confirmed that Scotland and England rugby will face no disciplinary action after an altercation between players before Saturday's Calcutta Cup match. Both nations were asked to explain the pre-match tunnel clash between Ryan Wilson and Owen Farrell at BT Murrayfield, but the Six Nations Disciplinary Committee found no clear evidence of violent conduct. The committee are due to meet again later today to decide the future of Wilson's Six Nations tournament after he was cited for an alleged act of foul play for an off-the-ball clash with England's Nathan Hughes. The Scots defeated England 25-13 and could be without the Glasgow Warriors captain for their next game against Ireland on the 10th of March in Dublin. In football, All three of tonight's Scottish Premiership fixtures have been postponed due to weather conditions across Scotland. Hibs were due to play Hamilton at Easter Road, but Neil Lennon's side will not have the chance to extend their lead over rivals Hearts after they drew 1-1 with Kilmarnock at Tynecastle last night. Celtic's postponed game at home to Dundee means defender Mikael Lustig's suspension will carry over to the next league game against Rangers after the Sweden international was shown a red card in the win over Aberdeen on Sunday. The other tie called off tonight is between Motherwell and Aberdeen. Elsewhere in football, Hibs boss Neil Lennon says he expects to be punished by the Scottish Football Association. Lennon is set to face a hearing at Hampden Park on March 15th following an angry reply to referee Kevin Clancy, where he was seen sarcastically clapping an official's face after his side conceded a penalty during Saturday's draw at Kilmarnock.
A debatable, controversial decision has gone against me and cost us a goal. And then the next thing, I can't do my job anymore. So it was a double whammy, hence my emotional outburst, if you want to call it that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy with myself about it. I'm sure I'll get punished for it, but there are mitigating circumstances.
There will be another sports bulletin on the 2:45 news, but for now, back to you, Saskia.
Thanks, Ryan. In traffic and weather, there have been numerous issues on almost all main roads in Scotland, but particularly on the A74 and M74. Please be cautious if you're travelling on those. The weather has also affected flights, with Glasgow Airport temporarily suspending operations to clear the runway early in the morning following heavy snowfall. Police are urging people not to travel in the amber weather warning area, which covers much of the country. Heavy snow showers in Edinburgh throughout the day. Expect them to be frequent and disruptive. Sunny spells elsewhere, but sub-zero temperatures for many and feeling bitterly cold in brisk winds. That's all for your 1 o'clock EN4 News update. Tune in at 2:45 for more. I'm Saskia Williams.
This is Radio Energy News.